see, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket aglare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Hello,
my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now on the line with me, I have a very special guest. And you know him as Lee Greenwood. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Lee.
Thank you very much, Mark. Great talking to you.
We are living in an interesting period right now with COVID-19. Some things have changed for a lot of folks. People are stuck in their homes. Older people are having to stay away. Schools are closed. What I'm seeing around me are a lot of people who are finding ways to make a difference during this time.
I'm sorry that people are quarantined. Kim and I have been addressing this quarantine issue, like everyone else, through social media, through phones, through computers, texting, Zoom, Skype, any way we can communicate, because if you feel isolated, that can be very depressing. And a lot of people, I guess, realize that humans are, we need each other. We don't like to be lonely. And this pandemic has made us all feel that way. So the more you can reach out to someone, I think that's a good thing.
I know that one of your goals through your music, Lee, is to dig down deep into people's hearts and unify people when you can and where you can. With God Bless the USA, that was a song that you wrote in 1983 that was a concept to unify people from coast to coast.
It certainly was. And if you look at our other discography, you won't find anything else really like that. It stands alone as a piece I wrote, particularly about unification. And being from California, spent 20 years in Nevada, and my home now in Tennessee, I really know the country well. And Americans are much the same. I don't care if they don't sound alike from Texas to New York, don't look alike from Miami to Washington State. But I tell you, we're all one people. And it's not just the United States. This is about the world. As much as we have differences with other countries, I think our president is doing a fantastic job making America strong again. But in this case of the pandemic, it takes all of us to make the right decisions together. And most of it is just keep the elderly safe. And I know the young people are going to get the flu. They're going to get the COVID-19. And they're going to be ill in lots of different ways. But the whole point of it is just don't pass it on to the elderly who would be at risk.
Absolutely. We have a special organization here in North Alabama that's called Honored Legacies for Veterans. And among that group, we have World War II veterans, one of which is 103 years old. His name is Major Wooten, and he just got out of the hospital. And we've got those guys that we want to protect. They have some amazing, remarkable stories of their youth during a time where Americans had to respond to come together during World War II.
Much like war, even the president said, we are warriors, and we have to approach it that way. My former manager, a former Marine, lives in Huntsville. We were together for 33 years, still a very close friend. We are the same age, both at risk. And so, you know, I'm very familiar with Northern Alabama and Hudson Alpha, where our older boy worked as an intern for a couple of years. I have a lot of friends there who formerly worked for me, anywhere from Atala, Alabama to Florence, Alabama, Tuscaloosa. So I have friends all over the state. So much like here in Tennessee, it's the southern roots that actually make people love family so much, because my family was broke up when I was like a year old. So it's a little different out there in California where I come from. I may be California by birth, but Tennessee by choice. And I love the South, and I love the attitude people have had about this virus and how they're treating it, because you see these little outbreaks come and hot spots here or there, but everybody's treating it with such great seriousness. I'm proud of everybody in their approach to getting rid of this thing.
I came from a broken home myself, Lee, and my grandparents. What a blessing that they took me in and raised me. Who in your life influenced you as a young person to put you on a path that you believe put you where you are today?
Well, you're exactly right. It was my grandparents as well, Thomas and Edna Jackson, who took me at the age of about two or three, taught me all the right things to do. We were sharecroppers, worked on a farm. They let me have my head into music and sports, and both were good for me to keep a young boy occupied so you don't get in trouble. And by the time I got out of school, I was ready to go make a living. I had my morals right, a Christian, and I approached life with a fervor and worked hard the entire time, until my career took off, and then I worked even harder.
I hear you. You had a presidential appointment, which also speaks to unification between people when you get presidents across the board, from Jimmy Carter to President Trump, who recognize what you have done to reach the hearts of people across the world. That is an amazing accomplishment to be recognized in that way.
You know, you're walking next to the head of your country, the head of state in any in any country is pretty interesting. I've met a lot of them from different countries as well as our own. But to travel with them and know they're just people. You know, they do the best they can to make the right decisions for the country. And they're not a king. I mean, we have a Congress that is a throttle, and our Constitution is made in such a way that between the three branches of government that we don't have a dictator. We have people that try to do the right things. So I'm proud of all of them, but, you know, when you can end up, you know, being behind the lines, whether it's in the White House or traveling in a motorcade, appearing on stage and singing, standing right next to the president, is just, it's a thrill for me, and it's a thrill to get to know, you know, the people who run our country.
You released a children's illustrated book, and for those who haven't heard about it, tell people a little bit, and there may be some who still want to get the book.
The children's illustrated book is called Proud to Be an American. And the reason we released that under that title, rather than God Bless USA, was to encompass anyone who might not even be a Christian. So you can find that book from my website, LeeGreenwood.com. There's a merchandise page. And incidentally, I'm doing a Memorial Day show on Facebook Live from here in Nashville. And I'll be featuring my band. We're doing an hour and a half concert. So it's being carried not only by Facebook, but RFD-TV and the NRA and all social medias. So if you'd like to know more about how to help us with the charity that we have called Helping a Hero, which we build homes for wounded warriors, we'll take donations while we're doing the concert. But beyond that, you can find our merchandise page. And if you want to wear some kind of American pride, all you have to do is click on it on our website and order a brand new shirt that we're going to have out for Memorial Day. It is actually on Memorial Day, May 25th, Monday. It will be at 4 o'clock.
Well, Lee, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, as I told you earlier, we have a young man who turns 22 today. His name is Kyle Crouch. He is from Limestone County, Alabama, which is not far from Huntsville, and he has Duchenne muscular dystrophy. His parents take a lot of time with him, and we have a special parade that we're going to do this afternoon for Kyle. And I thought, since I'm talking to you, I would like for Kyle to get a special birthday message, and you're going to hang out for us to do that, and I appreciate that, Lee.
Absolutely.
Folks, we're talking to Lee Greenwood. This is The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school school is a great because of the wonderful environment where students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include a university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and if you were listening in the first segment, I mentioned that there's a young man who's celebrating his 22nd birthday today, and his name is Kyle Crouch, and he lives in Limestone County, Alabama. And because this is his special 22nd birthday, I wanted Lee Greenwood to be able to share a special message with Kyle, and I'm going to let Lee take it away.
Hi, Kyle.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, my friend?
I'm doing good.
So you're 22 today?
Yes, sir.
I have two sons. They're 25 and 21. My 21-year-old is a college student at Texas Christian, TCU, in Fort Worth, Texas. And our older son, 25, is at Vanderbilt University getting a PhD in cancer research. Our older boy is here with us today, where I'm calling you from. And the younger boy is finishing up his semester at Fort Worth because everybody's quarantined. How are you feeling about the quarantine?
I'm staying at home, staying safe. I go to Vanderbilt. That's what all my doctors are.
Oh, awesome.
I go to Vanderbilt there, and they're very nice.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's a great school. And, of course, their hospital and all the facilities there. I know they told me about your medical condition, and I'm sure it's a tough road for you. You've got great parents, obviously, and they care for you and love you so much.
I got a sister and I got a brother. My sister's 25, my brother's 17.
How cool.
My sister's name is Kim and my brother's name is Carson.
Okay, well, my wife's name is Kim, so I won't forget that. Well, that's awesome. So, Mark White, that I have lots of friends from Alabama, from Huntsville to Ocala, from Florence to Tuscaloosa, and people who used to work for me and have put on many shows in and around Alabama. And, of course, I toured with the group Alabama from Fort Payne for a number of years. And I know them very well. So I know your territory. We're in Tennessee. We have a summer home in Florida. Where during this quarantine, I've had actually spent more time in Florida so I could be away from any chance of getting COVID-19. And, of course, you want to be safe, so I'm sure they're keeping you safe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lee, would you like to sing Happy Birthday? Maybe I can jump in on the tenor if we sing Happy Birthday to Kyle.
Well, I don't see why not.
All right. You started off.
I wish I had the choir here. I got two other sons that both sing, and so does my wife. But they're not here in the room with me, so I'll do it by myself here. I toured with the Oak Ridge Boys and the Gatlin Brothers, and a lot of people are great singers. So I'll just kind of keep that in my mind that I'm singing with the whole country music community to you, Kyle. Okay.
Give us a starting note, Lee.
Yeah. Well, I'll just pick one. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, Kyle. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
my
Kyle.
Rascal Flatts impersonation.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks.
Thank you for
right,
doing
Kyle,
that, Lee.
Nice talking to you. Have a great rest of the day. And God bless you and your parents.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, buddy. Again, on Memorial Day, we want people to tune in to Lee Greenwood's Facebook, and he is supported by some amazing folks for this special effort, but you can hear an hour and a half long concert. Again, Lee, share that with people, how they can tune in.
Yeah, Facebook Live. It'll also be carried by the RFD television network and also by the NRA. If you're a member of the NRA, click on their website and they'll carry our concert live. But it'll be an hour and a half show starting at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Folks, we've been talking to Lee Greenwood, and I hope that we continue to move forward as a country and unite as a people. Of course, this show recognizes people who are making a difference in our communities in an effort to encourage and inspire us all. And I hope that you have been encouraged and inspired by Mr. Lee Greenwood's message today. This is The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away, unless I'll do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay, unless I'll do something good today. Unless I'll do something good today.
Welcome to the Mark White Show, Joe and Nikki Decker.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Mark.
Of course, I've done a series now on Challenged Athletes Foundation and Operation Rebound, and you know the amazing people that I have been talking to, incredible stories of recovery and hope, finding opportunities when they really thought that there might not be any opportunities for them moving forward. Let's talk about some of the experiences that you have had with some of these incredible warriors.
Oh, man. It's, you know, Mark, we've been working with Challenge Athletes Foundation now for, I think, over 10 years. And when we first got introduced to it, you know, number one, I was just amazed at the wonderful things they do. And it was really kind of near and dear to my heart because I'm a U.S. Army, a 10th Mountain Division vet. Afterwards, I got out. I suffered with some issues and got into alcohol and drug abuse and almost committed suicide at 27. And I didn't have CAF, you know, Operation Rebound at that time, but I was able to overcome it myself. And to see what they're doing and to know the struggle, again, it really, really hit close to home. And we've worked with so many amazing athletes and so many vets and, you know, former soldiers over the years. And it's just amazing. I mean, Nico, that runs the Challenge Athletes Operation Rebound side, his motto is from the front line to the finish line. And he's all about empowering and motivating through physical activity. It goes on and on and on. The changes, the positive changes that made in people's lives.
Well, and it's great to get people focused on fitness and getting healthy, but I imagine it takes on a whole new meaning when you know the struggle yourself and you know what these warriors have gone through, and you are now sending them out to a new battle to overcome these challenges. That has to be a brand new plateau for you.
It really is. It really is. I mean, we're working, you know, with some right now. Like, I got Big Anthony and Perry, a couple of Army vets, both missing, you know, a lower limb, wheelchair athletes, but play basketball. But I got them, you know, doing. I mean, I just treat them like my drill sergeant, like Drill Sergeant Baker did me, you know, with tough love. And it's, you know, even though you might be injured or dealing with some issues like that, you know, you're still a strong man and strong woman. So Nico kind of uses that tough love, and I like to, you know, kind of carry the torch along. And when Nick and I both do the same thing with them, and they react really well to that. You know, no one wants to be treated like a handicap or a lesser human being. So it's fun. It's not just fun, but it's very, very inspiring for us to see these men and women push through it.
Speaking of strong women, who do you have next to you?
That's right.
Nikki, where do you come into this? Joe won't shut up.
Well, he's the beauty and I'm the boss. No, I'm just kidding.
No one ever buys that.
I grew up in Indiana, actually. So Midwest is my hometown where I'm from. And I went to college at Indiana University and got my degree, my bachelor's degree in exercise physiology. And then went on and got my master's degree at James Madison University. And so exercise all in all has been part of my life. And then I ran into this crazy man named Joe Decker and he changed my world. like Joe was saying, it's just been so rewarding to work with Operation Rebound and the athletes. And it's not only rewarding, it's just empowering for us as Joe and I run our business, Gut Check Fitness. It's just empowering and inspiring. It brings us a whole new life to our business and our world as well. So it's been really awesome to host events and, you know, in support of Operation Rebound too. So
I know there's plenty of listeners right now who have probably seen these programs where they start with somebody that's around 400 or 500 pounds, and that individual really doesn't want to do anything to start. They're there. And they do a few things to get started, and they gradually move into a new level each time and make a progression. And you mentioned Anthony Smith, and he's one of those guys. I remember very well him talking about weighing 310 pounds and smoking like a freight train. So you have to take a guy like that and have a real overhaul of him to get him on track where he's actually riding a bike and competing in these amazing competitions that he's involved in.
You're spot on. I mean, the empowering thing is, you know, I mean, can we work with, you know, we're with healthy civilians, you know, and I get them complaining about, you know, the most little kind of nonsensical thing, like, oh, you know, I'm just too lazy to do this. And I'll use, stories of the Operation Rebound athletes, like, the men and women who have not, I mean, they're not only missing limbs, they're overweight, they're depressed, they're suicidal. And next thing you know, they're finishing Hawaii Ironman. And it's just, I'm like, you know, listen, I don't want to hear about you just can't get, I get people say, oh, I just can't get up early in the morning to get my workout in. I'm like, you know, wait a second. You're not missing any limbs. You don't have any PTSD. It's just, no. I'm like, well, let me tell you, man. Listen, you can get your butt up. It's a matter of wanting to do it. So the stories are just, again, just inspiring, amazing, and just, you know, hard chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And as amazing as those stories are, the truth is when somebody's really down in the dumps, they don't want to hear it at first.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and it's just, you know, again, like I said with Nico and even myself, like, you know, having been there, and we understand it's different from someone that doesn't understand, but understanding you know, we know where they're at. And I think we know better how to talk to them because, you know, I mean, we have familiarity and we have similar stories. So, and we can do the tough love, be like, all right, brother, listen, you know, but you only take it so far. And then you just got to keep going on with them before they get it. But some are like, all right, brother, I'm ready to go. You know, like, let's rock and roll.
Well, it's something you have to find within yourself, both you and Nikki, to reach out to other people and to help them in this way. When we come back, let's talk about some of the things that you do through Gut Check and also continue to talk about Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. Will you both stick with me?
Yes, we will.
Great. Folks, you're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. We're talking to Joe and Nikki Decker right now, and we've been talking about Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. We've been talking about some of these amazing warriors who have made their major comebacks and have rebounded from some major challenges in their life. And I hope you're encouraged and inspired by their stories, and you'll continue to listen when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. A little laugh. Can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time. With bold fried chicken and a scratch-made buttermilk beauty, nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit, except the second first bite. Drive on through and start your day with a Cajun filet biscuit. It's bow time. It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mom and Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mom and Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19. But they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. It's been a real joy so far to talk to Joe and Nikki Decker. They have Gut Check Fitness and also are a real important part of Operation Rebound, which is part of Challenged Athletes Foundation. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Joe and Nikki.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
So you take people down this path of recovery, and it's not an easy journey for a lot of people. Let's talk about the step-by-step process when you get somebody who, as you explained yourself, you had some issues and you're starting out, and every individual is different. There's no box that you can put people in and say, this is going to work. everybody has a different personality and a different style, and they have to be approached in that way.
No, that's very true. You know, when we get introduced, first thing is just sit down and talk to them, you know, just like a real human being, you know, and we don't sit down and paint some rosy picture, because it is a rough road, and it's not going to be easy. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of dedication. It's going to take a lot of motivation. And it's, again, very challenging. So first thing, we make the connection. Once the connection is made, and, you know, we let them know, like, I'm not going to hold your hand, like, you know, like you're a little kid. You're going to have to put in the work too, but, you know, we can do it together. Then make connection. And then we start talking about the process, about what it's going to take. You know, all this quick fix we see on TV, there's no quick fixes in life. There's no easy button. And we tell them, like, okay, this is like going to be a month. It's going to be 2 months. I mean, I'm talking, this can take 6 months to a year to get to where you want to be, to obtain the goals that you want. I mean, and I tell people all the time, like, you didn't get in the shape that you're in right now overnight. You've been sitting on your keister for quite some time, you know, moaning and groaning and whining. So we're going to have to look at the big picture there and be realistic about what you can get there. But we do tell them the sky's the limit. And then we have so many success stories at CAF Operation Rebound to choose from. It's not too hard to find a good success story, right, Nick?
You're right. That's very true. And we need their commitment right away. You know, if you're in it 100%, and we are too. But if we're going to have to hold your hand, like Joe said, then this isn't the program for you. So, yeah.
And I know that some people would probably come in with hesitation and at first not give that full commitment, but then come back and say, okay, Joe, Nikki, I've thought about it and I really want to do this. Talk about that type of person.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we get a good amount of those. I mean, you know, I'd say there's three different levels, Mark. You know, you get there's some hoorahs that are just like, man, that's it. This is what I need. Let's do it. There's some that are just, some you just can't reach, unfortunately. That's a small percentage. And then there's a big group in the middle, which is, I want to do it, but I don't really want to commit to it. And you know, Nico, is great at it. And I say, we do the same thing, is we don't really ever let anybody go. We continually just kind of, it's almost like breaking down a wall. You know, you just, like, with a little hammer, you got chip away, until you can get to the inside. And then once we can get in there, and hopefully, you know, create that relationship, and then, hopefully get them to understand what our vision is for them, and how much better they're going to feel in life, how much healthier they're going to be mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
A new lifestyle.
Generally, once you sell, like, you know, they see that we're selling them, you know, a tried, true, and proven product. But then, you know, they understand they have to do the work. So,
yeah.
How have you been able to handle the COVID-19 period, doing things through social media and other means?
Yeah, you know, so fortunately, like, with Gut Check Fitness and our program, Mark, it's an all outdoor based fitness company. After I got out of the military, you know, I was in a high speed military unit was airborne infantry. And I think one thing that all soldiers, men and women, or sailors or Marines, that they miss was the high speed stuff. We don't like the low drag, the cleaning weapons, the shine and brass, but we miss the camaraderie. We miss the, you know, come on, let's push it. Let's see how tough we really are. So I started Gut Check Fitness with that philosophy and mindset. And so working again with these men and women, that's what we use when we're with them one-on-one. But fortunately, like you said, with COVID-19, we were able easily, because we have a brick and mortar, to transition over to the virtual world. So we get a good amount of them to join in. We have virtual Zoom live streaming classes during the week. But then a few of the ones that don't want to do the group thing, I work with them, and Nick and I both work with them one-on-one on a platform called True Coach, where we coach them daily, set up programs for them, you know, keep them motivated, keep them, you know, involved. And it's, I'll be honest with you, it's working great. I mean, it's still not the same as being one-on-one.
Yeah.
What did you say, Nick?
We're missing the high fives.
Yeah, the high fives.
And seeing their smiles, but, you know, I guess it's the next best thing for now, and we're really making it work, and everyone's kind of putting in their own work as well from the online proportion of it.
Well, that's good. I had to make my Corona confession the other day. I actually shook somebody's hand, so you may have to sneak in a high five here and there.
It's so hard, Mark, because, I mean, you know, we're both Midwestern. Like, I'm a farm boy, and, man, like, we hugged everybody. I mean, you walk up like a stranger, you know? It's just like, boy, you know, it's what you did. And it's like, now not being able to do it, it's like, man, I'm having a hard time, buddy.
I understand. Well, the first step to connecting with people would be through social media, your website, and other information, and maybe those high fives can come shortly after. If you would share how people can connect with Gut Check and be a part of what you and Nikki are doing, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for asking, Mark.
Well, I'll let the brains answer that one.
Okay, brains,
well,
let's go.
Our website is easy. It's gutcheckfitness.com. You can find our company history on there and our schedule of our virtual classes and what we're doing. Also on Facebook and Instagram, our handle is Gut Check Fitness. And you can see some stories there with some guys that we have, Perry and Anthony, doing tire flips and stuff. So you can see some videos also on YouTube. So YouTube is under Gut Check Fitness too. So, but if they have any questions at all, they're more than welcome to email us. They can email me directly. And that is Nicole@gutcheckfitness.com.
Outstanding. Well, I've enjoyed having both you on and Joe on the program today and sharing with us about what you're doing to get people physically fit and helping those who are part of Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. Thank you both, Joe and Nikki.
It was our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Yeah, we appreciate it, Mark. Thank you very much.
Glad you enjoyed it. Folks, we've been talking to Joe and Nikki Decker. They have Gut Check Fitness, and they are a vital part of Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound as they help those who have served us to recover and rebound and to find their inner athlete. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hi, this is Kathy Matea, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, where you can learn to make a difference in your community while you have a great time listening to interesting people talk to Mark.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes. Listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow, sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing a rainbow.
Welcome to the Mark White Show and another edition of the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm your host, Mark White, and right now I'm talking to Catherine Lang at an undisclosed location somewhere in Alabama at a hotel. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Catherine.
Ah, thank you for having me, even though I am apparently in hiding.
Bless your heart. You were hiding out in the woods, and then you had to leave the woods and find another place to live. Tell us what happened.
Easter evening, about 9:30, my neighbor and I were texting back and forth. We were watching the weather, watching the forecasters on the different channels, because we live in a kind of a radar no man's land. It's after Birmingham, but before Huntsville. And she said, uh-oh, I think this one's going to get us. And I went and looked, and sure enough, there was a new disturbance right near our house. So I said to my dad and to my son and to my husband, I think we should go to the hall for about 5 minutes and wait this one out. And no sooner had we gotten into the hall than the whole world seemed to explode. And an EF0 tornado had gone right through our yard and thrown about 14 hardwood, old growth oak trees on our house, and one for each car.
And zero doesn't mean zero.
Oh, no.
Now, I know when people are hearing this, they're thinking, okay, a zero, a one, a two, you know, then you start getting into major tornadoes. Look, if you have a tornado hit your house or your property, that is a big tornado, and it doesn't matter what size it is.
Exactly. Yes. And what's really interesting, and we know we were being watched out over, our house is an old house. The part where we were in was, but it's tongue and groove floors, tongue and groove walls, 1x6 subflooring. So it's wood on wood on wood. And literally it was that caught the biggest tree. When the tree guys came out, they had to call in a second crane to lift that tree off that fell right above our head.
How old is that house?
That part of the house was probably 30s or 40s. We moved it out to the property in 95, and then we rebuilt after 2011.
That's what I was going to get to. This is not the first go-round for your family.
That's right. But you learn, and it makes it a little easier, even though it is completely crazy. But you already know, we knew to put our computers, hard drives, whatever we could, into the washing machine and dryer, because we didn't know what was coming next. And then we had to try to escape the house and get to safety, but the creek was rising, so that blocked one of our exits, and we had to hike back through, and our flashlight went out. So now we know, make sure all your flashlights have well-charged batteries.
Yeah, well, what's life like now that you're at the Thrifty Nickel Motel?
It's been kind of interesting. We have been very blessed. Again, out our window, we can watch three different osprey nests, and we get to watch the parents go fishing and come back and feed their babies. And my dad even caught one of the bald eagles over on Gunnersville Lake, was taking a perch right out in front of the hotel. He didn't get a picture because his phone's a flip phone. It's the phone, but he got to sit and enjoy it.
Very
and
that, nice.
You know, that's worth it.
Well, you know, we can't always capture in pictures, and sometimes our mental picture can be just as beautiful, right?
Especially when you're a storyteller. My dad's such a storyteller.
I love that. So that's where you get your storytelling from, huh?
I like to think so.
Okay.
Long line of storytellers.
Well, that's good. Well, let's talk a little bit about that and what you enjoy sharing with people. I know that you have a page yourself. You have worked with the Word Conference down in Birmingham. It's been a big part of your life over the past few years.
Absolutely. It's because of the community. Anytime I can get involved with an event that is community focused, then I'm going to jump in with both feet, because it's all about relationships. Whatever we're doing has to be about relationships.
talking to a friend of mine, Catherine Lang, who experienced a tornado for the second time in her life hitting her home. We're talking about connections and networking, and that has been a valuable asset when it comes to the relationship that we have, that we can find people to network with.
Exactly. And with technology like it is today, it is easier than ever to stay connected, but at the same time, it is just as challenging because the technology can take away the heart of the relationship, and it's the heart that makes the difference.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. If you wanted to share with people your messages, your stories, the things that you're doing right now to encourage and inspire others, where would they go?
The easiest way to find me is to go to Snarky Rainbows. And that is my brand name and kind of my signature attitude. I'm a little bit of a snarky rainbow, even in the midst of a... That is the kind of the tag that I've come up with that explains my love of wordplay and my snarky attitude and my need and natural ability to encourage. A person who's living a life possibility-seeking is going to encourage the people that they come in contact with.
Yes. And what's your encouragement right now as you continue to stay in a hotel and you look forward to the time where you can get back out to the country?
Having family that I can have fun with. You know, we laugh together. We have a good time together. So even here in the hotel, where we're pushed together even further than we were when we were quarantined at home, we're still having fun. We're still playing around. We're still laughing. Do we get on each other's nerves? Absolutely. At least once a day, because they're men and that's how it is. But we love each other and we enjoy each other. And when you're enjoying the journey, whatever the journey presents to you, you're going to find a way to be an encouragement.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. This too shall pass. I'm glad that you're finding enjoyment in that time and look forward to when you can spread out just a little bit.
Well, I look forward to having you on the Growing Hope podcast that I'm going to be re-releasing coming up in a few weeks. I'm going to figure out a way to do this podcast, even though the tornado took my all of my broadcasting equipment.
Oh, no.
So we're just going to look, life's going to throw twists and turns at you. And change is always going to happen. And what you decide to do in those moments is what's going to make the difference. You always have the choice to find the possible and live your extraordinary, or to do the opposite and find the problems. I'm going to find the possibilities.
You keep up the good work and you continue to encourage those around you. I'm in your corner. Look forward to coming on your podcast, Growing Hope. We'll grow some hope together.
Sounds like a plan.
We've been talking to Catherine Lang. She is at a hotel right now because a tornado destroyed her home, but they're enjoying the time that they're having right now together, and I hope that you're inspired by that, and I hope that you'll look up Snarky Rainbows, find Snarky Rainbows, and read some of Catherine's writings and some of her musings, if you will. I think you'll enjoy that. Thank you again, Catherine, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, sir.
You have been listening to the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have singer, songwriter, musician Don McLean.
There's one thing that, you know, I want to say about the young people. I get asked a lot about my music and my career and how do you do this and how do you do that. You have to have discipline. You have to start with yourself. If you're overweight, you have to get control of your weight. If you have a smoking problem, you have to quit smoking. You have to practice. If you want to learn to play and sing on stage like a pro, you've got to practice for hours a day for years in order to become confident on stage. And then you have to work a lot. It all involves discipline and work. Nothing comes easily. Even with songwriting, you know, if you have a good idea for a song, then you have to stick with it. It might take you a couple of months of fooling around with that before you get it. The people out there who study hard, learn how to do what it is they're doing, and they're very good at it, those people are the ones who have successful lives. You have the ability to assert yourself and to discipline yourself. And that's the key right there.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Jarrett Helm, who represents the Autism Society of Alabama and sits on the Gulf Coast Junior Board.
I want to share some wisdom that I've gained through having autism on the board. I was nonverbal for the first 3 or 4 years of my life. I had to go through many therapies. It was about middle school that I stopped going to therapies.
Tell us what you want people to do, what you want listeners to do to help your organization right now.
I want them to give every person who has autism a chance. Do what they can do. Show them what they can do. Go do something they want to do for fun. We have to persevere and go through life and keep on trying. So I would like to see more parents and caregivers letting people do that, letting their child do that. Others can do the same. Never give up on someone who has autism.
Folks, we've been talking to Jarrett Helm. He is a big supporter of the Autism Society of Alabama. Find ways that you can make a difference and encourage and inspire others. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Governor Kay Ivey with a message to high school seniors across the state of Alabama.
Congratulations to the class of 2020. Although graduation looks different this year, we are celebrating you just the same. Your accomplishments and ability to make sacrifices during these uncertain times is proof of a promising future. Truly, your resilience is undeniable and an example for us all. And as you all prepare to take the next step in life, remember your roots. Think of what your school experience has meant to you up to this point. The challenges, the support of your family, the encouraging spirit of your teachers, and your ultimate accomplishment, your graduation. And then, go forth and succeed. You can accomplish anything, even in the face of a crisis. So good luck, class of 2020. And may God continue to bless each of you and the great state of Alabama.
Congratulations, class of 2020. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located in Tuscumbia, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Levi Smith, founder of Making a Difference from My Story to Yours.
Everybody has a story, and it's not only about drug addiction. There's people with alcohol addictions, drug addictions, smoking addictions, any kind of addiction. Nobody ever wants to wake up and be a drug addict. That's not things that we do. And, you know, we've had so many people be such a part of this. The people that's gave me the hope, just like you, Mark, with doing all these things for me and helping me get my word out. It's such an amazing thing, not for the fame of me, but to help others get the word out there that's sitting in their room right now. They're down and they're in this shell that they don't know how to get of. This can help them get out and they can get the help that they need and get that powerful feeling and to become a positive role to others.
If y'all want to follow at Making a Difference from My Story to Yours at Facebook. And you can also follow us on Instagram at Making a Difference at Levi Smith. And you can also email me at levismith7887@gmail.com. Everyone, you are loved. Have a blessed day.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Crystal Gale.
The Country Music Hall of Fame had a few months of my life being shared in the hall, and going through all my boxes of things, and I'm like, I did that? I don't remember it. And wait, I'm tired. I got really tired looking at what I had done through the years. It's so rewarding to see the pictures and then the memories start coming back. I'm very lucky. The children in my family are lucky to have had very, very special parents that had great values. That to me was very important in my upbringing. We didn't have a whole lot, but to them, we had food on the table and a roof over our head, and that was all we needed. My mother was not materialistic. We would buy her presents at Christmas, and if someone came in that door the next day that needed it more, it went out with them. And it did not bother us. We knew that she loved giving. She loved helping. You know, I think, you know, talking about my upbringing, that definitely is important to me.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Brandon Holliday. Brandon is the founder of Red, White, and Blue Canine Services.
I had this blood clotting condition, which only 20% of people with lupus have. I went to go arrest two men during that altercation. I ended up tearing the muscle from my hip to my knee. And it was within a month after that injury that I started getting clots. And that started a whole cascade where, you know, we believe that was kind of the last straw that broke the camel's back, where I started getting wounds. And then I had my first heart attack a month later, and then was finally diagnosed with the blood clotting condition. So it was really frustrating at the time. And once I got this clot in the back of my leg and spent 4 months in a hospital, I ended up deciding to have my leg amputated. They couldn't guarantee that my leg was going to stay healed up after having this clot. And that really started kind of what, you know, many people call a life day. When I've had things here and I've needed other instructors or input or advice or trying to help someone else out, my family within Challenged Athletes Foundation, Operation Rebound, are the first people I call. It's been a blessing.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
Broken people on a journey home. Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.